We are back with Roger Dunn. He is the marketing manager for XP Trading in Laos. He's originally from our area. I went over there on a missions trip, and he's been working over there with XP Trading, helping the people of Laos become self-sufficient.
Yes.
Through agriculture and other means. Tell us how you were impacted by the culture over there. I know when I took a trip down to Bogota, Colombia, it was such a different world. Yeah, tell us about the needs that you saw in Southeast Asia and the greatest needs and the greatest struggles of the people there.
That's a real mixed bag, because when I was looking at coming back to America, one of the hardest things was, and I don't mean it bad, but I looked back at America with a degree of disdain, because I go, everybody over here fights about and argues about, well, who has it better than who and who's more abused than somebody else. And I'm sorry, but this country is the most privileged country that I've ever seen in the world. And yeah, we can sit and go, well, you have more privileges than I have, and you have this and this and this. When people look at America from outside, we're all looked at as privileged. They can't believe we're not all filthy rich, because compared to them, it's $600 a year. We are. Mm-hmm. In fact, that's one of the reasons that there's so much corruption over there, and they know it, and they feel bad, and they don't like it. Actually, the government, it's a communist country. The government's our friend. I've met with the president. I've met with their National Assembly, and they're not the enemy. They're our friends, and they work with us, and they want us to help make their country better. Actually, right now, they've told the people that XP Trading is the best avenue for their country coming out of least developed nation. Culturally, the value systems, I know just recently we had a sermon about being adopted over at First Free, and they talked about how that a dad had all rights, and he could, he could determine whether you lived, whether you died, or whether he gave you away. And people can't comprehend that. Well, guess what? It's still real. I have a friend who's, Justin is from Ohio, and Justin's committed to staying over there, and Justin's engaged to a Lao girl. Well, that Lao girl, her best friend's dad just sold her little sister, who's 15 years old, and she has no idea where she's going. Mm. Since I've been there, I've been offered 9 wives, and that seems like, I'm going to be 63 years old this year, and those 9 wives were all probably in their 20s. Mm. Some of them maybe not quite 20. And it sounds like a terrible thing, especially sticking with me. But no, the real point was, why would you sell your daughter? Mm-hmm. Well, to give her a chance to have a better life than what we have. Mm. Now, sometimes they try and do that, and then they end up with them being trafficked. They end up being prostitutes. Many of them are prostitutes, not because they were sold into it, but it's the only way they can send money home to their families. Mm-hmm. When you go out and try and help some of these prostitutes off the street to get them into a safe house, they don't want to go, because they're the only source for their family to have any money at all. And we just don't comprehend that. I mean, we don't understand that. I work with and I've asked people to pray for a little girl named Lena, and I've posted her on my website and stuff. And one of their, they don't have good eating customs all the time. Well, Lena, it's a normal thing. Lena was eating some raw pork, and she got parasites from it, and they moved up into her head, and so she would lose her balance now and then, and she would fall. And I don't know if that caused her to have it, but when they took her in, they were able to get all, they did a C-scan, and actually we people through our church and other people helped pay for that exam. She's got another one coming up, and I know there's some people going to be helping, but that's another area where people can help, because they don't have the affordability. Mm-hmm. But then they found a blood clot, and they're hoping the next time they look that maybe it'll naturally go away. But if it doesn't, that's a $10,000 operation for a Christian family who runs one of our harvest centers, who makes about $600-$700 a year until they get this done, and then maybe they'll make $2,000 a year. But they don't have that kind of money. But Lena is just such a wonderful little child. And I got to spend 3 hours with her. And as I got to spend that time with her, every other child in that village, in fact, their parents brought them out and brought them to me. And I, in one way, he kind of felt like you were getting to be Jesus to those kids, and like Jesus holding the children. And it's like they all just wanted to gather around somebody from outside the village who would give them love and who would play with them and talk to them and hold them. And then I saw this little girl out in the street. She broke my heart. I looked at her, and clearly she had cerebral palsy or something, and she didn't feel like she belonged. And so I put Lena down, and I went out and scooped her up and brought her in. And then all of a sudden, everybody was acceptant of her. She just didn't feel like she belonged. And so, you know, it just reminded me, it was those children that I'm there to help. But, you know, seriously, Darla, 40% of the children that are born in rural Laos have irreversible brain damage before they're 2 years old because of malnutrition. I worked a fair over there, and people from all the surrounding communities were bringing their families through. And it was a cool family event. You'd see all these, but I can't tell you how many kids I saw that were 3, 4, 5, 6 years old. And you looked into their eyes and there was nothing there. Mm. You knew that they were part of that 40%. Mm. And it was irreversible, and there was nothing you could do. And so what we're doing with XP Trading is trying to stop that before it happens. Saipan, who's president of XP Trading, is also, every time he talks to me about stuff, he speaks to me in parables. And he goes, you know, we can't go out and help every one of these prostitutes. And some of them don't even want you to. And he goes, but you know what we can do? We can make their villagers better. And we can make it so that when that prodigal son looks up one day and says, this world's a pigsty, I want to go home, the home's worth going home to. And so that's what XP Trading is trying to do, is make life worth living, bring hope into a darkness of despair where they don't have a chance. And the people around them honestly want to hold them there. Vietnam loves them being poor. So does Thailand, because they take advantage of them all the time. And they come over and they use their land. China is coming down trying to just buy up everything. And so it's hard because they're like the place where everybody just walks through and steps on them as they go. And so we're trying to help them not be that way. We're trying to, their goal, it's a lofty goal, and I don't think they'll make it, is by 2020 to get out of least developed nation status. And I don't know that they're going to make it there, but we're going to do everything we can to help them on the road.
You mentioned the time that you spent with the children, and if you don't mind, we'll share some of those pictures on our Facebook page.
Sure.
So our viewers can check them out. We'll be back and talk some more with Roger Dunn. Again, he is the marketing manager for XP Trading over in Laos. We'll be right back.